This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Friday. Welcome to the show. Peaks My Mornings. Moose, Breezy, the Bachelors are officially in the studio, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but tomorrow night is officially the 15th annual Bachelor Auction, Breeze.
Yes, at Anthology. We are so excited. I'm so excited to get back to our roots and just head back to the place where it all began. If you haven't gotten your tickets, you can go get those at cserochester.org. There's still some available for you. I can't believe this is our last day talking to our Bachelors.
Thank you to all of you guys for your fundraising efforts and everyone who has donated. We so appreciate you. We have our friend Hunter live in the studio with us from CSC. What's up, buddy?
Hi, how are ya?
Hi, Hunter.
You always make an entrance. That's why we love you. Hunter, tell us all the details. What can people expect for tomorrow at Anthology? When do the doors open? Give the ticket prices, all that.
Yeah, so tomorrow it's really just the biggest party in Rochester. It's going to be a great time for everybody going for a great cause. We have 26 bachelors this year from all walks of life. Doors will open for VIP guests at 6:30. They'll open for the general admission guests at 7:30. The show goes on at 8:30. Tickets are still available for $35 for general admission, $55 for VIP, and then if you get a group of four together, you get a discount of $5 off per ticket for general admission. So $30 per ticket, in essence.
Beautiful. So $120 for a four-pack isn't too shabby.
Yes, sir.
What are we wearing tomorrow? What's the tea with the outfits?
So I'm personally not going to be wearing what I wore when I actually did the auction. I'm going to be,
You're dripping in Prada.
Yeah, I will be dripping in Prada, cologne, maybe. But I'm just going to wear a black suit, black tie, and dress it up a bit. But, the face will be beats.
Yeah.
What should everyone going be wearing as well?
So I would say, cocktail attire, dress up, definitely no, sweatpants or jeans or anything.
Dress turned away at the door.
Yeah, dress to the nines. Do what you would do if you're going to a wedding or something, because hey, maybe you'll meet somebody and end up having one later on.
It's you gotta dress to impress tomorrow night. How much money have we raised thus far before the auction even kicks off?
So we just hit just over $44,000.
Wow. I hope we hit 54 tomorrow.
Incredible. 44,000. We are ahead of where we were last year at this time. We love it. Absolutely. Now, before we meet Bachelor number one, thank you, Hunter. Obviously, we have to turn the mic over to a legend, one of the greatest bachelors to ever hit the auction stage. He has no athletic ability whatsoever, but he sure is charming. Our 2025 Golden Bachelor, Tommy
everybody. It's the Golden Bachelor, Tommy Bechtel, cryptocurrency enthusiast, 1999 Business Calculations District 10 champion. Not to brag. Face will be beats tomorrow as well.
Not the
Face
beats.
Will be beats. Dripping in Prada, dripping in Gada. God's glory as always. Thank you for having me. Bachelors, I'm so excited. I want to give you a little bit of advice before we go. A lot of people think that they got to show up looking fit and trim to the Bachelor auction. Not me. I say you need to put a base meal down. Go out, fish a bass out of the lake and consume it before you go up there. You want to go up on a full stomach looking like you're ready to puke. It shows that you're rich, you're wealthy, you're a man of means. So don't be afraid to go up there dripping in sweat, you know, sweaty, full, on the verge of throwing up.
You did do that last year. It worked out great for you.
Right. Thank you, Tommy.
We love you, Tommy. Thank
you
so much.
All right. We appreciate that. All right. Let's get over to Bachelor number one. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? We're talking to Eric this morning.
Eric, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Thank you so much for being here.
I'm more than excited to be here and meet the faces to the incredible voices we've all been listening to over the years. I feel like I'm meeting like a fictional character. I feel like I'm meeting Santa over here.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
Yes, I do look like Santa. Eric, tell us, who are you? What's going on? How old are you? What do you do? Why are you here?
Yeah, sure. So my name's Eric Wingerden. I'm 26 years old.
What is your last name?
Eric Wingerden.
Okay.
Oh, Wingerden.
Not the Winter Garden, as much as I wish I owned that building, but...
Got it. Okay, so way, Eric, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm 26 years old. I grew up in Rochester. I'm a small business sales consultant at ADP. But ultimately, I'm just really excited for this big event tomorrow. Honestly, about myself, I just like going out. Anything to get me off the couch, a lot of rec sports, like working out, anything. All those local Rochester festivals, I really just like getting out and enjoying the city and having a good time.
Nice.
I hear you're a diehard Buffalo Bills fan.
I am, yeah. You can catch me either at a bar screaming at the Bills game or at the actual Bills game screaming at the Bills game. So really, really tearing up the tailgates.
You're 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Too early to maybe settle down if you found the one?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think really step one is find a person that you can enjoy going on that date with. Take date one into date number two. And, you know, if the chemistry is there, and figure it out and where you're at a few months down the line, see if you want to settle down and kind of see where things are going.
What if you meet the girl of your dreams, but she's a huge New England Patriots fan?
You know, as long as she's at the game with me.
She's like wearing a blindfold.
Yeah, maybe. We'll have a jersey debate, you know. Maybe she can have hers for the home Patriots games.
Now, go ahead, Breece.
I think one of the biggest questions that I like to ask our bachelors is like, why CSE? Why do this? What really drove you to be like, hey, this is something I'm going to do and step out of my comfort zone? Because I do love hearing those stories, and I do think it's very important given the cause that we are working towards.
Yeah, very much so. So I have a good friend, Tim, who was, you know, in the event a couple years back. He's on the board now. Yep. He's always talking it up and really giving it a great light. They've been trying to bring me in for a couple years now, and, you know, maybe I didn't have the courage to do it in the past years or just had some other stuff going on. But he brought it to me. It was a great mindset this year, and honestly, I'm just the type of person where you put a microphone in front of me or put me up on stage, you're probably going to get the best version of myself.
Oh, my God.
So I'm honestly really excited to put on a show tomorrow, but honestly, it's just a great cause, doing something this fun and also raising so much money for such a great charity. At the same time, I think it's just awesome to go hand in hand, and at the end of the day, it's a big party, and who doesn't love that?
Yeah, well, we so appreciate you committing and being a part of this squad, I guess you can say. For 2025.
There's like,
you
guys, 45 people in the studio right now.
you guys have been absolutely crushing it when it comes to the fundraising, and all of that money stays local right here. Really quick, before we meet Bachelor number two, Eric, what is your best physical feature?
Because
you're a good-looking dude. You got a full beard, you know?
Full head of hair as well.
Full head of hair. You're 26. Anyone in your family bald?
No, actually, shockingly, no. The hairline is pushing back. 26 hit hard. The hairline's pushing back just a little bit. But I do got to say, I do love my hair. I do love my hair.
And what are you looking for in a woman? What stands out to you the most? Or person, whoever?
Honestly, a beautiful smile and just a bubbly personality that's going to keep you engaged.
Love
there
it.
You go. Absolutely love that. All right, Eric, thank you so much. We're going to actually get to know you just a little bit more coming up. And a little bit on the show for the dating game, but let's go over to Bachelor number two.
Our friend Vinny. Hi, Vinny. How are you?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. Vinny, got a chance to meet you at Tin Cup when you were guest bartending.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did a stellar job. Tell us who you are. Go ahead. Put those headphones on. Who you are, what you're into, what do you like, why did you want to become a bachelor?
Well, my friend Hunter over here saw me at Tony D's one day, and it's like, you gotta go join this bachelor. You're single? I was like, yeah. It's like, this would be a great time.
Uh-huh.
I was like, all right, you convinced me.
Tony D's should truly be sponsoring this event.
I agree. We found everybody at Tony D's.
They casted that net wide at Tony D's, and they're like, everyone's coming. They're all going on stage.
My cousin Vinny, you have one head of hair on you. Would you consider that a mullet?
Yeah, I would. I would try something new.
Yes.
Oh, as you should, right before the auction.
Now, you are 25 years old, right?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
So, right now, I work at my restaurant, my parents' restaurant.
Okay, what is it?
Plug it.
Parrington Hots.
Parrington Hots.
Oh, shut out. Where is that?
It's off 31. Across from the old Tops to New LA, going towards Lollipop.
Oh, we live right there.
Oh, we love that. That's
check it out.
That would be a place you could potentially bring a first date. Yes.
Oh, not him introducing to the parents. Yeah, the first date.
All right. So,
Mom, Dad,
Vinny, why did you want to become a bachelor? Just because, you know? I mean, you have friends here who have done it in the past.
I heard it was a great time, and I realized what the cause was because I wasn't up to date at first about it.
Yeah,
and I've also had family members that had cancer, and so I wanted to also not only give back to the community, but also just kind of just be like helping out my family in a way, kind of.
Yeah, that's really great. Yeah. And just like paying homage and respect and all of that stuff. What are you most looking forward to for tomorrow and then as you go on your date, whoever wins you or bids on you?
Tomorrow I'm most likely hopefully meet a lot of good people.
Yeah.
You know, get to know a lot of people, and whoever buys me, hopefully have a great time.
Well, let me ask you, Vinny, what does the perfect first date look like to you?
Perfect first date kind of looks like going out to dinner.
Not at Parrington Hots,
but maybe Italian dinner.
Maybe. Nice. Okay, so it'd be dinner. Ladies, do you want to know who Vinny looks like? He looks like Morgan Wallen. Okay, with the mullet, he's got this country vibe to him. He looks like Morgan Wallen. That's what I'm going to say. And you know, women love Morgan Wallen. Absolutely. I love the guy. I'm not even really a huge country fan. All right, so Vinny, you're going to absolutely crush it tomorrow on stage. Thank you so much for doing this. Again, your fundraising efforts are so appreciated. Coming up on the show, we're going to get to our last bachelor, Joe. We're going to meet him, plus play the dating game, and give you a shot to win our last pair of tickets to go see these 26 single men on stage tomorrow night at Anthology. Stay there.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. We're talking 15th Annual Bachelor Auction happening tomorrow night at Anthology. If you haven't gotten your tickets, VIP or general admission, I would recommend doing that now because they are going fast. Tickets are still available at cscrochester.org. We have our last three bachelors in the studio this morning who will be hitting the stage tomorrow night. We already spoke with Vinny and Eric. Let's get over to our last bachelor, Joel Stapleton. Joe, what's up, buddy? Good morning.
How you doing?
Good, good. Welcome to the show. Tell us all about yourself before we play the dating game. People are texting in. We already know you have a brother who's on the board with CSC. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. My oldest brother, Timmy.
Timmy. We do know Timmy. Love him. Is he the one that really kind of got you involved in this?
Yeah, so him, and then I also work at Tin Cup. And our owner, Dan, also did it last year.
That's right.
So between the two of them, they were just like, kind of have to do it, which is a great cause, so I'm glad.
You're like, too. You know, you literally have to do it?
Yeah, there's it no seemed choice. Like it, but I'm excited for it.
No, it's going to be great.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, my God, you're
baby. Baby.
Yeah.
Yes, I see. You just started growing facial hair. Right.
Do you work at Tin Cup, too, or Tony D's? Which one?
I work at Tin Cup, so I work there, and then I do the trivia there on Mondays.
Perfect.
Oh, that's right. That's right, Joe, you do the trivia there. Tell us a little bit about what you're looking to gain from this experience.
Just looking to have a lot of fun. I mean, love being on stage. I think it'll be a good time. I've went to the last like three or four ever since Timmy did it.
Okay.
You know, I've met a lot of great people through this already, but I'm excited to meet more great people tomorrow and just you know, entertain with a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Meet new people. Very excited for it.
What are you looking forward to most when it comes to finding someone and going on a date with them?
But because you are young. I don't know how much dating experience you do have.
Yeah, I've got some.
Yeah, I know you've gone to like prom and senior ball and stuff like that. But
yeah.
But overall, like, what are you looking like, Breezy ass? What are you looking to find?
Just to have fun. I mean.
Oh, you just want to have fun. Not looking to commit.
I mean, I would. Not going to rule anything out, but, you know, just want to have fun. I mean, 21.
Yeah.
Really good with whatever. I mean.
What's the perfect person for you look like?
Got to be funny.
Yep.
Got to have a good sense of humor. Good smile, like Eric said. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it.
How long ago was your last relationship?
Probably high school.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So you've just been kind of running the streets ever since then?
Yeah, you can say that.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. You know, like I said, he's only 21, but that's totally okay. You've raised a good chunk of change so far for ZSE. We appreciate that. Did you get your tux yet?
I did get my tux.
Okay. Your family's going to be there tomorrow.
Yep.
We're looking forward to seeing you hit the stage. What is the best quality that you have to bring to the table? Let's say if you do get in a relationship or meet someone.
You know, I really enjoy everything. So, I mean, golf, whether it's a sport, just watching TV. Like, I watch The Bachelor, I got to be honest.
God, yeah.
Oh, you do?
I have variety. So.
Yeah, you have range.
Yeah.
You don't have to bring anything to the table. You bring the whole table.
That's right.
Exactly that.
You're
That's right.
Good. Well, honestly, I'm very excited for you, Joe. This is going to be a great opportunity for you to just kickstart that dating journey of yours.
Heck yeah.
I mean, you could leave with one or seven people that you could be going on a date with. Who really knows? It all goes down at the after party anyways. All right, let's play the dating game, shall we?
Let's do it. All right, before we do that, we got to introduce, as you know, our bachelors are here. But we're going to do Breezy, who's going to ask the first round of questions, and then we'll get to our Golden Bachelor, Tommy Bechtold. We'll start with Bachelor number one.
Bachelor number one, our boy Eric.
Howdy.
Thank you so much for being here. What car best describes your personality?
Probably a nice, shiny, red, low to the ground Mazda Miata. Something rolling sweet, rolling pretty. A lot of flash to it.
Why the low to the ground? You're not that short. You're tall, actually.
We like to feel the road.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, I love that. You definitely thought about that answer, didn't you?
I may have rented that exact car on a three-week vacation in Florida and have been thinking about it ever since.
Three-week vacation is bold, but like, hey, if you got it like that, pop off. All right, Bachelor number two. Vinny, tell us the last time you cried and why.
Last time I cried,
probably, this morning, getting ready.
I think
he's
so.
Like, I don't want to do this.
I was definitely in debate. Didn't want to say that, but got it. Last time I cried, I couldn't really tell you. Probably the last movie I saw that was sad.
Yeah,
Marlon and Me.
Marley and Me.
Oh, that was
yes.
The dog died at the end, huh?
Yeah.
Spoiler. Oh, not the spoiler.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, that's really tough. It's really tough. All right. Well, hopefully you had enough tissues to get you through. Bachelor number three, our boy Joe. In 10 seconds or less, sing us your favorite karaoke song. Go.
I remember you were sitting there by the water. You put your arm around me
for the first time.
I forgot the next part.
You
were the best thing that's ever been mine.
Okay, Taylor Swift.
Hey!
When are you going on your Eras tour?
Not too bad.
That's too expensive for me.
All right, let's go over to our next host, Tommy Bechtold. I wrote the questions, but once again, he brought his own questions to ask the Bachelors this week.
Great to be back at PXY Studios. It's the Golden Bachelor, Tommy Bechtold, a solid 6 feet tall and a solid 600 credit score, coming at you to ask you a few questions about yourselves. Bachelor number one, I'm so curious. Life is full of adversity, but if this was happened to you, would you rather be blind and deaf or have no arms and no legs? There are no wrong answers.
A little would you rather.
Give me the no arms, no legs. There's plenty of advancements. I could put
that
all kinds
so
of electronic
true.
Robotics sticking out of my
things.
Body.
The head can do amazing things. All right.
That's a very interesting question, Tommy.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Bachelor number two.
Bachelor number two, as we know, there is nothing sexier than celebrity impressions. In your best Michael Jackson impression, give the waiter at the restaurant a piece of your mind for screwing up your date's meal. Defend her. I'm sorry, sir. Is it the soup you're upset with? I don't know what's funny about this, sir. You called me over here. I'm the manager of this restaurant. All right, we're going to refund that meal and get you out of here in a hurry. Also, I want to give a shout out. Parenting Hot's the only Hot's restaurant I have not been thrown out of. All right. Bachelor number 3. I love a challenge. I don't know about you, but I can't stand it when a girl is just way too easy. And I'm talking about her personality here. How are you going to make things hard for them? What kind of challenges, Jigsaw? What are you going to do?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
You know, gotta... What's the question again?
Okay, well, it wasn't that good of a question. I don't know.
I was just buying myself time.
I don't know about you, but I can't stand it when a girl is way too easy. How are you going to make things hard for them? Save yourself for marriage, maybe.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then I just didn't know if we were actually going that route. Gotta have either longer dates, stay with them a long time.
Sure.
You know, can't have too much fun early. Gotta wait for it. I mean, that's all I got for you.
It's a horrible question.
Is this Disneyland? What are you?
I thought my question was going to be easier.
Yeah.
Well, you could have done the Michael Jackson thing like Vinny. All right, guys.
That is true.
I just want to remind everyone, I am offering Platinum Bachelor Insurance this year. If you don't like the bachelor you get, you can meet me up at the after party, and I will take you to the hot chicken restaurant of your choice for the night of your life.
Okay, thank you so much. Tommy Buchtold, our Golden Bachelor. Guys, thank you so much for coming in the studio today. We cannot wait to see you hit the stage tomorrow night. Breezy and I will be emceeing the event. Hunter, one more time, where can people grab their tickets, and how much are they?
So you can still grab your tickets at cscrochester.org. They are $35 for general admission, $55 for VIP. And if you get a group of four, you can get a $5 discount off of those general admission tickets per ticket.
Oh, we love a discount.
So $120 for four people. Not bad.
All right.
Yes, Hunter. We are so excited. Hunter, you're going to be back at your roots. This is Anthology is where you were auctioned off.
Sure was.
I'm so excited to be back there. And yeah, it's just such an amazing space. So we can't wait to see you guys again. Moose and I will be hosting. Grab your tickets. And it's all going down tomorrow for you.
And we're going to give you guys a shot to win our last pair right now for the auction for tomorrow night. Call us right now at 585-252-9800. Tell us why you or someone you know desperately needs these tickets to the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. The phone lines are open. We'll get to your calls coming up next.
98 PXY is free and always will be.